Opportunity is abroad in a direction that is picking up speed and moving away from traditional gas and diesel-powered cars has led General Motors to announce a major expansion of its electric vehicle offerings. Next year, GM will offer two new completely electric models, with many more to follow within 5 years. Driving down valley freeways, we're still much more likely to see gas-powered SUVs than electric cars, so is GM making the right call? With me to talk about that is John Davis, longtime host and executive producer of Motor Week on PBS. John, we're still seeing a huge majority of automobiles that are not electric or even hybrid models. Does GM's timing make sense?
Well, actually, GM is in perfect sync with what's going on in the rest of the world, basically, as far as electric cars. And this has been coming, but it's picked up steam in the last few months. To give you a backdrop, major cities like Paris and Madrid and Mexico City have basically said they would like to have all internal combustion cars off the streets by 2025. You have France, Norway, other countries, and now even California talking about banning the sale of diesel and gas-powered vehicles by 2030 to 2040. So as a worldwide automaker, since China has also said they will basically eliminate internal combustion engine new vehicles in a relatively short period of time, GM saying we're a worldwide automaker, we've got to make sure we're on board. And there's kind of a race between, in this country, between Ford and GM and, of course, people like Tesla to field electric cars. Having said all that, people should not panic because, number one, history tells us that when technology is forced on by governments, it rarely works very, very well. It's pretty lumpy and it takes longer than expected. Beyond that, when they say electric, they're not necessarily talking about pure electric like the Nissan Leaf or the Chevrolet Bolt EV. They're also talking about advanced hybrids and plug-in hybrids, cars like the Chevrolet Volt, V-O-L-T, and there's a lot of others that have a smaller battery that give enough electric power to get in and out of a city, say 14 to 20 miles, and that's what the cities want to cut down on their pollution, but they've still got a gas engine or a diesel engine for longer travel.
So, John, what do you make of where the market is right now in terms of whether it's a hybrid or pure electric? Because Tesla has gotten sort of mixed reviews, not in its styling, but in terms of its performance and whether they can actually produce enough. Are there signs that Ford and GM are seeing out there that indicates that they could do that in a way that excites people? Because it does feel like Tesla, regardless of what's under the hood, it feels like people are excited about driving them.
Oh, clearly Tesla has made the idea of an EV sexy. I don't know any other way to put it. And if you take a look at GM, they have this wonderful little car called the Chevrolet Bolt EV. It's not nearly getting the traction that the Tesla Model 3 is, and the Tesla Model 3 is barely in production. So yes, Tesla's done something, but they've made automakers around the world stand up and take notice. They've made electric cars desirable. Whether everybody else can follow suit in that, we don't know yet because, frankly, if it's not a Tesla, there's not much demand for it. And even in the Tesla situation, the demand for their big vehicles, their S and their X, really haven't quite been what they expected and what they bragged about at the beginning. But the demand worldwide for electric vehicles right now, the last figure I saw is electric vehicles of all types make up about 5 to 6% of all the vehicles sold around the world. It's far less than that in this country. It's a big leap to go from that to 100% in less than a generation. And that's the roadblock ahead is getting the public to buy into it because you still can't force people to buy something they don't want, at least not in this country.
Are there things currently done with the manufacturing of electric cars, whether it's under the hood or in some other aspect, that you think clearly needs to improve? And I'm sort of asking it that way because when hybrids started becoming a little bit more mainstream, particularly especially the Prius, it seemed like people were a little concerned saying, okay, is this actually going to work? Am I going to end up stuck by the side of the road? What about the perception of electric cars in that sense, or the fact there aren't enough charging stations, that kind of thing?
Well, I think you hit that last point is the major thing, charging stations. Until you can take an electric car in and charge it up as conveniently as you can put gas or diesel in the car, I think it's going to be a hard sell. Right now, the typical fast charger takes about an hour. I do think battery production has to improve. The batteries have to get much, much, much cheaper. Word is that GM loses $5,000 or $6,000 on every Bolt EV that they build. The economies of scale have not caught up with electric cars yet. And of course, that's one of the things that the Tesla mega factory for batteries is all about. They're hoping to make enough batteries cheap enough to bring that down.
John, let me go back in history a bit. Was GM ahead of the pack when it had its EV1?
Yeah, and the powers that be at GM later said, Rick Wagner said that canceling the EV1 was the worst mistake he made in his entire career of running the company. And I'm not so sure if that was the worst, but it certainly was short-sighted. They had a viable electric car. It didn't have advanced batteries, but they proved it could be fast, it could be comfortable, and it could be made in mass production. And yes, they blew it.
John Davis is host and executive producer of Motor Week, which you can catch here Saturday mornings on Arizona PBS. John, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.